Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly Radio Show. Happy you are with us today. Farm to Feet Holly helps us all harvest and grow better.
Yes, farm and garden in the ultimate comfort. Farmer's Defense has lightweight and durable sleeves made to protect you against the elements while farming or working outside. Farmer sleeves offer unparalleled protection of arms and skins for any farmer, gardener, or outdoor worker. Say goodbye to irritated skin and sunburns in the garden. Their sleeves offer cooling comfort and protection against the elements outdoors. An alternative to thick clothing, Farmer's Defense is made of wicking material with UVF protection factor of 50 plus to protect you from allergens and scratches. To find all those great products and more, visit farmersdefense.com.
Well, this past week, some of us in the listening audience had about 72 hours of summer one, and I had my straw hat on from Farmer's Defense to keep me from frying, and it worked very well.
Yeah, I'm really happy about this because Joey is a hair challenge on the top of his head, and I get worried that he's going to burn his head. So I'm glad that we have the Farmer's Defense hat for him.
Farmersdefense.com. All right, Holly, while you're in the garden working and or in the yard, you can also use Farmer's Defense products. But there's some lawn maintenance for spring in which we need to do, whether we're wanting a pristine manicured lawn or we just want the grass to grow and look decent. There are some things in which we need to be doing now, once the snow melts in some areas, that helps our lawn grow better.
Right. So you want to prepare your lawn for spring because it sets you up. If you're a lawn person and you want to spend a lot of time on your lawn, it sets you up for a nice lawn when you prepare it in the spring for the summer. So the first thing you want to do is clear the debris. So anything like sticks, leaves, any debris that has been left over from the winter, you want to rake that away.
Or is blown in,
yeah.
And then you want to, if your yard is heavily trafficked, whether by human or animal or children or however you want to define that, and it's been, you know, kind of weak looking, a good aeration is a suggestion that would work very well. Aeration or a plug machine removes plugs of soil out and creates cavities for water and fertilizer to get to the root zone. If you're not in a heavily trafficked area, you know avoiding that would be the way to go, and a good thatching would be best. Thatching about 1 inch of the thatching would be better. Thatching is 1 inch thick. Thatching is a way of removing the decaying or dried grass particles between the soil and the grass to allow moisture and fertilizer to get to it. Oftentimes, the grass, you can just take a rake and see and gently press down.
You'll like
see
a metal tine.
A metal tine, yeah. Rake, yeah. Not a hard tine rake. And you'll see the grass particles that have died and fell to the ground under the grass, how thick that is, because that can prohibit or inhibit the water and fertilizer. Oftentimes when people thatch and then they water, all of a sudden the lawn is just explodes with greenness and they didn't do anything. Well, that's because of all the fertilizer they put down that couldn't get to the soil because it sat on top of the decaying grass matter.
Yeah, it allows the underside of it to.
And you don't have to buy a machine to thatch.
No.
I mean, there are out there, and some people will attach them to their riding lawnmowers, but you can just do it like you said, with a metal tine rake. Not a hard tine rock rake, but a metal tine rake, and it works quite well.
Yeah, absolutely. So then you want to overseed your lawn, which you're like, does that make sense?
That's counterintuitive.
Yeah, am I wasting my seed? But no, if your lawn is sparse or thin, overseeding it can help fill in those bare spots. And basically you just spread the grass over your existing lawn to encourage the grass seed over your existing lawn to encourage new growth. And then you want to make sure that you do choose the right type of grass seed for your climate and the soil type to ensure it grows properly. If you're not sure, again, we always suggest going to your local independent garden center, and they can help you with that.
Tell them, walk up to them and go, hey, here's where I'm at. Here's what I need help on. Can you help me? And if they're worth anything, they will help you and get you the right product, not the product that you know, it's most expensive. So keep that in mind. Fertilizing your lawn. Fertilizing your lawn is important. It is an important step to the health and well-being of your lawn. A good fertilizer will provide your lawn with nutrients that it needs to grow strong and healthy. It's important to choose the right type of fertilizer, folks, because your lawn and apply it at the right time, because you can go to the garden center, the big box store, and just grab something that's on sale or it looks, you know, oh, that says lawn on it. So we'll go ahead and apply it, and you can be potentially doing more damage or adding too much or wasting your money by buying the wrong product. And then you're not happy because you spent too much money. The lawn didn't do what it was supposed to do based on the back of the fertilizer bag. So you got to keep that in mind.
Absolutely. And you want to, when you are, if you are going to seed your lawn or do any of these things, especially seeding your lawn, you may want to block that portion off from children or any traffic that might occur on your lawn. And that way it gives it a chance to grow instead of getting like mashed into the soil.
Yeah. You all the work you put into it, you want to make sure you don't have extra traffic. Now, when should you mow your lawn in the spring? You want to wait until the temperatures have been consistently reaching at least 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, that means at night, because it can be really warm in the day, but you can get temperatures back down on the freezing point at night. So Fahrenheit, 40 degrees consistent for those who follow the Celsius measure. You're going to have to do your conversion, because we're American people. We didn't learn that.
But you know what? It would be helpful. I have ventured into buying shoes from the UK, and everything's measured in centimeters, which is helpful. And then sometimes it's measured in millimeters, and all you have to do is move over one decimal point.
Okay.
And then you know.
And that's our math class for today.
Math class for today.
Trying to cut your grass that hasn't fully thawed, like I talked about, waiting if it's cold at night from the winter snap, can damage it and can hurt the blade of your lawnmower. So make sure the grass is dry. Here's something that many people often, you know, it's due. We'll just go ahead and mow. Now, here's the difference here. If you're going to mow grass because you just need to mow grass and you don't care what it looks like, and it looks like you're ready to bale hay for the cattle, go right ahead. But if you're one of those individuals that care about how your lawn looks because of whether you're in an HOA or you just take great pride in mowing your grass and making it pristine, then you want to wait for the grass to dry. And if it, based on the humidity and the cloud cover, if it's not going to dry, don't mow it today. Determining that your grass has to reach the proper height too in order to mow, and it's based on the type of grass and your area when that is to mow it. So, you know, on the farm, we just had stuff grow in the yard, and it was dandelions and lamb quarters and fescue and grass and weeds, and we just mowed it whenever it needed mowed. We didn't have sod laid down or specific varieties of grasses in order to have a lush lawn. If you do it correctly, walking on a lawn that has been pristinely manicured is a very pleasant experience.
Absolutely. One thing I did want to mention about mowing your lawn is making sure this is the time now, and even in the fall, is making sure that your lawnmower is maintained and ready. So sometimes people have older lawnmowers or hand-me-down lawnmowers, whatever, and it may run okay, but maybe it needs a new blade or it needs some sort of, I don't know, lawnmower tune up, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're thinking, well, it still cuts, but
it doesn't cut. It gnaws.
It gnaws. Yeah. And also if you have to go over the lawn more than once, that's not efficient or fuel efficient. And if it's right. Also just like tearing your grass up, that's not good either. So I would highly recommend doing some sort of lawnmower maintenance and calling, you know, your local small maintenance shop and finding out.
Yeah, trying to find the independent one.
Yeah. A lot of hardware stores can refer you in that case.
3 inches high is really the place in which is a good, safe, recommended mowing height. And that's simply because keeping that grass high, unlike when I grew up on the farm, we put her all the way down because the lower we mowed it, the longer it took before we had to mow it again. The taller the grass is, it shades out weeds and weed seeds and keeps the soil cooler. And taller grass means longer roots and greater ability to withstand drought and reach the nutrients in which you've been putting in or naturally in the soil. So there is a means to that madness. You may think 3 inches, that's extremely tall. But if you do it right and over a number of years, it will continue to give back to you. And by keeping it 3 inches high, this also prevents some lawnmower damage, because typically if you cut it real low, you're going to hit blades, you're going to hit, you know, dirt and debris that you don't see in the grass, little rocks or pebbles. By keeping it up, you're not going to have that interference with your blades. And a sharp blade, just like a knife, a sharp blade is a safe blade, whether you're using a riding, push, or manual lawnmower. And some people, that's a big thing, Holly. People cut, you know, they have a small little lawn and they use a manual lawnmower. If you've never seen a manual lawnmower, most of you have, but Google that. It doesn't have
it's
a motor.
It's like a cylinder. What is it called? A barrel? Barrel?
Yeah.
Yeah. A cylinder.
It doesn't have a motor.
No, it doesn't have a motor.
It's environmentally friendly.
And it's, yeah, exactly.
I've used it. It's not that difficult.
No, it's not that difficult. And it's really, like Joey said, if you have a small lawn and you don't have a lot of grass to cut, first of all, it obviously doesn't take any electricity or gas. But second of all, it saves space. So If you have the ability to mow your lawn with a manual lawnmower, I say go for it.
Yeah. They're easy to find. They're, you know, a one-time investment. You don't have to, you know, do a whole lot of anything with them. Well, Holly, soon the weather will be warming up. We had a little touch earlier. Now we're kind of in where we're at here in the upper Midwest. It's cold again, but the Japanese beetles will soon be here, and we need to take care of them so they don't damage our summer.
Absolutely. With spring here, you want to start thinking about those beetles and grubs in your garden or your yard. We find all sorts of people are always talking about Japanese beetles.
Grub gun can be applied to your turf or garden around ornamentals to control the grubs and lessen the impact that those beetles have on your lawn this summer. Easy to use. Apply with a commercial spreader or irrigate right into the soil. Biologically specifically created to target grubs and beetle invaders without harming beneficial insects such as your ladybugs, butterflies, and bees.
Absolutely. And to be honest, it's the only non-chemical that works. You can find out more at phylumbioproducts.com. That's phylom bioproducts.com. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.